Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics, our weekly look at national and local politics. I'm Noah Taborda. This week, Columbia College political science professor Dr. Terry Smith returns with another political commentary.
It's after Labor Day, and the campaigns are heating up. I visited with two friends who share respect in the community, integrity, and political acumen, and who prefer different political parties. Both see the local races playing out as the partisan leanings of their districts dictate. Incumbents should win, and as is always the case, some very able candidates, such as Kelly Schultz a few years ago and Michaela Skelton in the 50th House District this year, won't be able to overcome the conservative tilt of their districts. The consensus is that all Missouri's congressmen will be reelected without much strain. Renee Hoganson can claim a moral victory if she gets within 10 points of Representative Hartzler in the 4th. There are only two statewide races. Local fave Nicole Galloway is the beneficiary of another GOP primary nightmare, wherein the female won a plurality in a four-person race. The nominee has serious personal financial issues that are well documented. This is a candidate for auditor. Galloway's ads write themselves. Both of my friends agree she should win and be an obvious candidate for governor in 2020. The Senate race has been a margin of error contest from the beginning. It may not be the most expensive Senate contest in the country. That prize will go to Florida, where the Republican Rick Scott will spend a lot of his considerable personal fortune in an attempt to capture a Democratic seat, but it will attract the most money from outside the state. McCaskill has been lucky twice before, but her approval rating is underwater, not a good thing for an incumbent in a state trending against her party. No one, including yours truly, is ready to call this race. We kicked around the notion of a blue wave versus a blue trickle. Both believe Democrats will do okay in Missouri, picking up 6 to 8 state house seats, but all that will do is move Democrats out of super-minority status. They are a long way from taking back the House and the Senate. The Mississippi River will be a breakwater for any westward-flowing national Democratic wave. Both believe Democrats will do better nationally. The Republican feels Democrats will take the U.S. House. The Democrat is not so sure, partly because he lives every day what I observed at a recent Democratic fundraiser. Democrats are still in shock from 2016, are leaderless, and don't have a coherent message other than we're not the party of Trump. Meanwhile, Trump's support remains steadfast, and the establishment GOP is missing in action. All the chatter about Bob Woodward's new book is inside the Beltway stuff and will not change a single vote in November. November will be, as every election is, about turnout. If Democrats get their act together on their message and their get-out-the-vote plan, they'll do pretty well and take the House and some governorships. But President Trump will still be in the White House, tweeting away, emasculating a major political party, and daily reinventing the presidency. This is Terry Smith.
Terry Smith is a political science professor at Columbia College and a regular commentator on KBIA's Talking Politics. That's it for this week. I'm Noah Taborda. Thanks for listening.